name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who appeared and intervened in our affairs in the person of Master Fard Muhammad. Now, many of you may be wondering, Brother Ben, what do y'all mean when y'all say that? Well, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, it is not the flesh that makes you God. It is the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding that makes you God. Because an our Savior has arrived by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he says, we are all Allah's. We are all God's. And Dr. Wesley broke it down that Tawheed represents the oneness of God, but it's talking about all of the gods making up the whole. And he says that Allah is he who is supreme in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So many of you think what we're saying is that, oh, y'all worship Master Far Muhammad's flesh, and when Master Far Muhammad dies, your God is dead. No, sir. No, ma'am. He may not be present, but the power is present. He may not be present, but the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that was in him is present. That's why we are making it very plain that Allah came in the person of Master Fard Muhammad. It's kind of like saying that my water came in the jug. Are we saying the jug is the water? No, sir. See? It's like the light bulb or electricity came in the conduit of the light bulb. See? We're not saying that the light bulb is the electricity or the real power. We know there's an unseen power that's giving the light or the conduit power to shine. So what we're saying is we thank Allah for coming in the person of Master Far Muhammad, but because before him, no one really broke down the reality of God the way he broke it down to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, before him, we had great leaders. We had great people come. But when he came, he really gave life to the dead. He fulfilled that scripture that says he came like a thief in the night. See, many people to this day think that Master Fard Muhammad is white when that was the whole plan in the first place. Because at that time, we wouldn't accept a black man. We believe that the white man was the savior. We believe that the white man was the superior. So he had to sneak in and come among us and get this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to us about how we are the gods, about how we are the original man and woman. See, this was all strategic and a part of a divine plan. So I'm so glad that Master Fard Muhammad came 9,000 miles to seek that which was lost and to raise us from the dead and make that which was last first. Make that which was tails once again the heads. And I thank him for leaving or raising up in our midst at that time the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who only had a third grade education. But see, you don't really need an education of this world when you spend 3 years, days and night, with the God. So he was taken out of the junk pile, put back on top of the junk pile, to be an example for those who also didn't have an education. An example for those who also grew up reading the Bible. An example for those who also grew up here in the wilderness of North America, so they had no more excuses. He eliminated the excuses, because not only did he have just a third grade education, oh my, but he had a tongue, what they call a staggering tongue, a stuttering tongue almost. See, he didn't speak the best. He wasn't that as articulate as some of us today with our beautiful degrees. So one day, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was sitting watching him, and the minister had a thought in his mind. He was splicing up words, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad looked up in his direction and said, "Don't worry about how I'm saying. No, you pay attention and listen to what I'm saying, and you put it in your fine language." So he was so wise that he knew he didn't speak the best, but it ain't about who speak the best. It's about who's what are you speaking? That's what the key is. Because many of us have PhDs and bachelor degrees and master degrees, and we ain't master nothing. Got a doctorate degree and ain't healed nobody. So that's the key. That's what we should really be focusing on. So he is the exalted Christ who gave life to the dead by God's permission, who made the blind see by God's permission, who made the deaf hear by God's permission, and made the dumb speak by God's permission. And when I say these things, I'm not talking about anything spooky. These are things that he did on a spiritual level and on a mental level. So I thank those two as well for leaving for us, and I missed a great example, a great example of mercy, a great example of being beneficent, a great example of being caring and loving. This man is our spiritual guide, our guide and divine warner. He is my spiritual father and teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who was able to call 1 million men, and damn near 2 million men showed up. Not for a concert. See, we're not talking about for a concert. We're not talking about for a Super Bowl. We're not talking about for a comedy tour. We ain't talking about nothing when it comes to sport and play. But you know what we're talking about? This man called over 2 million men to one spot to atone, to do the right thing, to stand up for accountability. You know it's hard to get Negroes to come together. It's hard to get your cousin to come to the community meeting down the street. So you know how hard this is. And let me say this. Not only did he call for 1 million, 2 million showed up. But do you know that about 80% majority of the men and women out there were Christians? And this is a Muslim man. What kind of power does this brother have? What kind of God is backing that? See, when you produce those kind of results, you know that's in the will of God. You just know that's in the will of God. The minister has overcome so many trials. They've attempted to silence him. Of course, they're lying on him to this day, persecuting him. They say he's a hate teacher. But he has prepared for us study guides, self-improvement, the basis of community development. He has given us study guides to overcome any problem that we are going to run into following those footsteps. So he talks about closing the gap. He talks about building the wheel. He talks about the struggle for balance. He talks about the God within. He talks about, oh, rise above emotions into the thinking of God. These are all things we're going to have to go through, brothers and sisters. These are all things we're going to have to overcome, brothers and sisters. So what kind of man do we have in our midst that loves us so much that he's prepared study guides for us? Not just for the Muslims in the Nation of Islam. This is for anybody who's willing to read. This is for anybody who wants to take that journey. So I want to greet you all in the greeting words to peace in their names. Assalamu alaikum. Man, what a day, what a day. Now, for those who are wondering, Assalamu alaikum simply means peace be unto you. We're saying that in the Arabic language. It's one of the original languages. We didn't cuss you out in another language. It simply means peace. Peace be unto you. Man, today is so-called Christmas. We call it Xmas because X means unknown, and a lot of people don't know what they're celebrating today. The minister said you're really celebrating Nimrod's birthday. And that Jesus wasn't even born on this day. But see, to be honest with you, if you ask me, it's not even about proving in 2018 whether this was his birthday or not. All you have to do is look at the activity that goes on Christmas Day. Is it really about Christmas? See, is it really about Christ? Is it really about the mass of Christ? Or is it about Santa? Santa has hijacked Christmas. And when you know, you can mix up the words in Santa and look at and put together Satan. See? See, Satan makes evil first seeming. So instead of us talking about Christ, instead of us talking about Jesus, we say these words: Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season, right? Well, if you ask any child, why are you so excited for Christmas? What's so special about Christmas? How, I can almost guarantee you, majority of them, probably 99.999999% is going to say, I can't wait to open up a gift. I can't wait because Santa Claus is coming to town. See? And you know I'm right. Growing up, go to the Christmas parties. Now, I will say this, now I have to balance it out. It is a great time for family. I'm talking about this great family time. You know, you get to meet cousins you ain't seen a whole year. You get to meet aunties and, you know, brothers and sisters you ain't seen a whole year. You know? So that it is a good family time, but I think we just need to keep it real. Let's call it family holiday. Just call it family time. You know, because saying it's about Jesus and saying it's about Christ, you know, that just ain't true, man. We don't sit around talking about Jesus on that day. We don't sit around talking about Christ that day. And when I say talk about Jesus, I'm not saying debate, because you know we would do that all day long. Oh, you want to debate, was the letter J here? You want to debate, was his name Isa? You want to debate, was he a Muslim or Christian? No! What was his lifestyle like? In John 14:12, look at it. It says, those who believe will do the works that I'm doing. Let's sit down and talk about the great works that Jesus did, and not just to brag about Jesus, but to say this is a prototype. This is an example of the life we should be living. Let's talk about that. Because we ain't got to bring in Christian, Muslim, Hebrew. We ain't got to bring in none of that. We talking about straight up works of Jesus. Works of Yeshua. Whatever name you want to use. Works of Isa. See, when you talk about work, it don't matter what religion he was. What set he claimed, that's what we're doing, claiming sets. What set he claimed is strictly about the work. And when we talk about that John 14:12, now we're talking. Because I know somebody going to use deceptive intelligence. And they're going to say, well, you know, we may not be talking about Christ. But see, Christ brought us all together, Brother Ben. See? The reason we're all coming together as family is because of Jesus. Jesus is bringing us all together. See, y'all, I know somebody gonna use that deceptive intelligence. But y'all know, it's really about Santa. And it's really about the gifts. See, if it's really about Christ, let's reflect Christ. Listen to these words. In scripture it said Christ had the mind of God. Check. Christ had the mind of God. Later on in the scripture it says, let this mind, let, that means you have to do something. You have to accept it. See, in scripture, and God willing, I can hold my last point. Let this mind. In scripture, it says, we always quote Hosea 4 and 6, right? Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But there's another verse right after that, and it says, because they rejected knowledge. So not only do we have to have knowledge, but we can't reject the knowledge that we have. We may have wisdom is maybe present. Understanding may be present, but we can't reject it. So it says, let this mind that was in Christ. So we have to let it in. We have to submit. That's what it's saying. We have to submit. So it says, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. Well, if Christ had the mind of God and you have the mind of Christ, you have access and you are the mind of God once you submit. That is why Jesus said in the scripture, and let me be clear, because I know we got a lot of conscious people in here. When I speak of Jesus in this scripture point, I'm speaking of a sign of where you're supposed to be. See, when I speak of, see, Jesus from 2,000 years ago wasn't the real Jesus that we need to be looking at. That was only a sign. He is a sign of what we are supposed to be here. So when it says Jesus had the mind of God, that means you need to have the mind of God. When it said Jesus submitted and not his will be done, but thy will be done, God's will be done, that's how we need to be. We need to submit our will to the God. We need to submit our will to righteousness, to that righteous path that Jesus submitted his will to, so we can accept or have access to the same power he had access to. So the reason we don't see power or have power, because we're stopping at Jesus. Jesus isn't the real power. He tapped into a source of strength. So we need to tap into that same source of strength. That's why when they came to Jesus, they said, oh, good master. He said, hold on, brother. Oh, wait a second, time out. Why do you call me good? None is good but God alone. And that's the same mindset we need to have. When they see us do good works, oh, great brother. Oh, hold on, brother. All praise is due to the one God. All praise is due to Allah, because it is the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that was on the evolutionary process that got to me. See? It's by Allah's permission. It's by the Most High's permission. It's by God's permission. His essence dwells within. His mind dwells within. So when it says Jesus and God was one, see, a lot of us like to say, see, he's equal with God. Well, all that means is when you submit your will to do the will of God, when they see you, they see God. When they hear you, they should hear God, because you've submitted so much that you are God. Your thought. See, so look at the scripture. The scripture says, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. So that's what separates us from God. But when we get back to our original state and we make our thoughts his thoughts, our ways his ways, whenever you look at us, you are looking at God. Same thing with Jesus. So many of us, we like to get conscious and condemn Jesus, condemn the concept, condemn the function, condemn the purpose of Jesus, not realizing that this is a scripture. Whenever you're reading a movie, brother,
when Denzel was playing Malcolm X, he had to become Malcolm X. This brother had to think like Malcolm X. Go look at some of these actors, man. When they submit to these roles, you have to literally sometimes become them. You have to put your position, yourself in certain positions they was in, certain conditions they was in. You have to put yourself in their mindsets, man. This is serious. So when you talk about a scripture, these are things that need to be acted out. Acted out, brothers and sisters. It's talking about you. That's what we don't understand. It's talking about you. So we always asking, where is Jesus? Where is God? They are in you. Let that Christ consciousness raise in you. Let that Allah awareness raise in you so you can make change with your force and power, with your power and dominion. God gave us dominion, and the slave master, that is one of the first things that he took from us. That is why it's so important for us to eat the right foods. That's why it's so important that the man usually has testosterone, and they're messing up our testosterone with the food, with the soy, with the weed, with the weed. Dr. Wesley talks about THC. The high THC levels messes with the testosterone. And he wasn't saying that taking one puff or just smoking one blunt makes you gay, but it's feminizing you in the point or the context that it's messing with your testosterone. The testosterone, Brother Wesley says, that gives you the driving power to rule. That is what makes you want to have power. That's what makes you want to rule. So if God is a ruler, God has power. They are stripping us from our godhood. They are stripping us from who we are. Ye are all God's children of the Most High God. We have to see this, brothers and sisters. So that's all I want to come on and say today. This is the Car Chronicles. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. I hope you all have a blacktastic day. Please subscribe to www.nfastudios.com. That is our very own platform. And if you want to check out Brother Ben X content, my full content, some content that I will not be putting on YouTube because they terminated my last channel. By the way, I do have a new channel up called Brother Ben X Backup. Please go subscribe today to my new channel, Brother Ben X Backup. But I will not be putting my content on there like I did my Brother Ben X. It'll be on www.blackondemand.tv. blackondemand.tv. Also, if you would like to support Brother Ben X, go check out my Patreon, www.patreon.com/brotherbenx, www.patreon.com/brotherbenx. That's where you can support me monthly. A lot of people gave me phone calls saying I support you. A lot of people was calling me saying, hey, what can I do? How can we help you keep you on your feet? You can go to www.patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com/brotherbenx to support your brother. With that being said, remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. You can make the rest of your life the best of your life. Choice is yours. Assalamu alaikum. Have a blacktastic day. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.